Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Thank you to the Little River Band for helping us celebrate the 14th anniversary of Barbara Weltman is a member of our Brain Trust. That makes her a founding member of our Brain Trust, ladies and gentlemen. Barbara, happy anniversary, baby.
Well, thanks so much. It's really been a great ride here.
We've had some fun, and you've done a great job of helping our audience, and we appreciate that. We really appreciate the commitment that you've made to us, Barbara, and the work that we do here, and we couldn't have done this without you. You know, I just remember all those years, you know, when let me tell you something, folks. Sometimes we have to call folks on short notice. Sometimes somebody cancels or whatever. We have to get busy around here. I've never ever called Barbara at the very last minute that she didn't say yes. Barbara, I want you to know that means a lot to me, and I appreciate it.
I'm so happy.
And it's because of her commitment to you, ladies and gentlemen. I promise you, her life's work is to help you, especially in the area of your business performance, but also especially your taxes. Small Business Taxes 2012, that's her new book, J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes 2012. Barbara, we're talking about, in the previous segment, we talked about extensions and for corporations to March 15th, and we talked about the personal one for April 15th. But what if they owe taxes on their corporate tax, on their corporate tax return? What do they do about that?
Well, you can pay your taxes through a credit card.
Yeah.
It's an expensive option because while the IRS doesn't charge you anything to do this, there is a fee that the authorized provider charges, and it can be up to 3.39%.
Right.
And that's pretty hefty. That's a pretty hefty way for the corporation.
You know what's
The
interesting thing to me is that the government won't take 3% out of their money the way merchants do.
Right.
They make you pay that on top. But if you're a merchant and you try to charge that 3% on top for your customers, the government won't let you do that. How about that? Yeah.
What is interesting, though, I do want to.
Sorry, Barb. Quickly, the point is, you can file an extension on April 15th, but that doesn't extend your requirement.
Your time to pay.
Yeah.
That's correct. Yeah. But the IRS did come out with some relief just yesterday, actually, that helps self-employed people, and this will come into play next month, April 17th, the due date of taxes for 2011 for self-employed people. People who have experienced a 25% drop in income in 2011 due to the economy can get 6 extra months to pay with no late payment penalties.
Wow.
It's a new break. Yeah, you get 6
extra months to pay with
no... And that's
for self-employed people.
You get interest. You'll be charged interest, but no penalty.
That's if you're a sole proprietor.
Correct. Or self-employed. You know,
right.
Owner
but not,
of not a limited liability.
Meaning not a corporate LLC.
Right. Oh, no, an LLC. You're self-employed. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Right. LLC would be. Right.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right. What else is new? Let's talk politics in the next segment. What are some other things that we can do to get ready? They can still file. They can still contribute to an IRA. They can still contribute to a health savings account.
A health savings account
education.
Up to April 17th. Yeah. Those contributions are allowed up to April 17th, but if you get an extension, you don't get more time to do that. The only thing that you can do with an additional extension is to fund a qualified retirement plan.
Mm-hmm.
So if you set a plan up, you have until your extended due date to put the 2011.
When do you have to have the plan set up?
For all plans except for one that I'm going to say, you had to have signed the paperwork by the end of December.
Right.
However, you can set up and fund a SEP plan, a Simplified Employee Pension, SEP,
mm-hmm.
up until the extended due date. So if you're filling out your return, you see you're profitable, and you want to shelter some of that income now, set up the SEP now and fund it. And you could do it whether you're a corporation or a self-employed individual.
Right, right. Okay. Right, that sounds good. So folks, remember, but only through April 15th do you have the ability to fund an IRA, and you can actually go ahead and create one if you've never done one before. You can create one. If you've never done an HSA, you can create one, right?
Assuming you're eligible.
At the last minute, and create them and fund them. What about the education plan, the education IRA?
The Coverdell Education Savings Account, same thing.
Same thing, okay, all right. Mm-hmm. What else? What are some other things that we can do? We need to do?
Well, one of the things that I think you need to do is check what's new this year and what's not there from last year. I think that's creating a lot of confusion. I've been getting a lot of inquiries about certain things that disappeared from last year's return or things that are available this year. For example, one of the things that's really good this year is the fact that self-employed people will pay lower self-employment tax while they'll still be able to deduct the full amount of the employer share of self-employment tax on their return.
Say that again.
However, they can't deduct, they can't take into account for self-employment tax their health insurance costs as they could in 2010. So the good news, bad news, things change every year, and you got to see what's going on.
And that's why enrolled agents and accountants and CPAs are able to make a living, because there are millions and millions of words in the U.S. tax code, and it's not getting, it's only getting bigger and more complicated, isn't it, Barbara?
Yeah, somebody told me seven times the length of the Bible.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Folks, BarbaraWeltman.com, right, Barb?
That is correct.
Barbara Weltman, you find all about her radio show is there. You can find out about all of her books and all that kind of stuff. And when we come back, speaking of the taxes, the complicated tax return, we're going to talk a little bit about what could be done to fix that after these messages. Ten Till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.